Good morning, boys and girls. This morning, I'm going to tell you about something that my husband found hanging on our front porch wall. And this was probably about mid-late summer, and I was in having my God time. And as I was in having my God time, Trey was outside enjoying the beautiful sunshine on the porch swing, and he noticed something hanging on the wall. And he went over and he grabbed it and he brought it into the house to me. And when he came into the room, it was kind of unusual because Trey doesn't ever interrupt my God time unless he's going to leave and tell me goodbye. And so I thought, what is he doing? And he knelt down really close by me, and he had his hands cupped together like this. And you can come close if you like. It's okay, because then you'll get to see what we're going to do. And he held his hands out, and he said, look. And I said, oh, it's a baby snake. And he said, but look, it has spider web wrapped around it, and it can't get free. And sure enough, towards the bottom part of its tail was spider web wrapped around it so tight that it had actually made an injury into the snake's body. And he said, can you get it off? And I said, well, I'll try. Well, spider webbing is usually quite fragile, and if you're gentle, you can pull it, and it will usually come apart. And so I tried, but guess what? It wouldn't come apart. And I said, I can't do it. It won't come apart. And if I keep pulling, I'm afraid that I'm going to hurt him because it was tugging on his skin. And so he said, well, can you cut it off? And I said, oh, I can, but I'm afraid that I might cut into his skin and hurt him worse. And he said, well, try. And so I went and I got my sharp scissors. And I put it close. But you know, it was so tight that I couldn't get the scissors between his skin and the spider web. Because this was a strong web, kind of like a widow makes, and it's almost like string. And I said, well, I'll just clip a little. And so I clipped, and I clipped, and it was working, and I clipped and clipped. And then pretty soon, Hannah, can we put that in there? Thank you, sweetie. Then the spider web could come off, and we took the spider web off. And what we noticed was underneath he did have an injury, but he looked like he would get well. He might have a scar, but he looked like he'd get well. So my husband took him back outside, and he let him go. Now, God was gracious enough to me that a couple weeks later, I was in the backyard, and I saw that same little snake crawling around with his little scar on the end of his tail, and he was happy and healthy, enjoying the life that God had given back to him. And you know, boys and girls, we are just like that little snake hanging on the wall. As that snake got caught in that spider's web and he tried to get free, he turned. And the more he turned, the more he got caught in that web until pretty soon he was just hanging there. And he would have died if Trey had not saved him, or the spider might have come out and attacked him. And that's the way we are. It happened way back with Adam and Eve when they first told lies and blamed each other and blamed God for what they did instead of admitting what they did. And we do that. Sometimes we tell a lie or we have sin, and instead of admitting what we did, we continue. And we tell a bigger lie to cover the first lie and a bigger lie, and pretty soon we are so wrapped up in our lie or our sin that we can't get free. But do you know what? Just like God sent Trey to show him where that snake was to save it, God sent his one and only son to this earth because he knew it would be hard for us to live here. So he sent his only son to die on the cross for us so that we would not have to die forever, but also so that we could be free from the penalty of sin. So today I brought something for each one of you to remember as you grow up. You do not have to live and be wrapped up in sin and misery, okay? Now, in this envelope for each one of you, there's a poem. I've had this poem for years, and I want to read it to you real quick. But also in the envelope, you will find a little cross for you to put in your pocket or your purse or somewhere to help you remember what Jesus has done for you and given you freedom. Okay. This is called A Cross in My Pocket by Mrs. Verna May Thomas. I carry a cross in my pocket, a simple reminder to me of the fact that I am a Christian no matter where I may be. This little cross is not magic, nor is it a good luck charm. It isn't meant to protect me from every physical harm. It's not for identification for all the world to see. It's simply an understanding between my Savior and me. When I put my hand in my pocket to bring out a coin or a key, the cross is there to remind me of the price he paid for me. It reminds me, too, to be thankful for my blessings day by day and to strive to serve him better in all that I do and say. It's also a daily reminder of the peace and comfort I share with all who know my master and give themselves to his care. So I carry a cross in my pocket, reminding no one but me that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life, if only I'll let him be. Now, we're going to give each one of you one of these. And before you go back to collect the baskets, I want to ask you one more question, or ask you a question. You're welcome, Hannah. How many of you guys would like to accept that freedom that Jesus paid for you? If you'd like to, just raise your hand. Okay, well, we, after I give these out, we're going to stop and have a little prayer and do that very thing, because I'd like to do that too. You sure can. Here, Emily. Dario, would you like one?